Radio.
Hello and welcome to CryptoCurrent, the only podcast to bring you beginner and advanced knowledge of cryptocurrency and blockchain, analyses of cryptocurrency markets, and discussions on growing a business within the crypto space. Stay tuned and stay CryptoCurrent.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to CryptoCurrents. Your host here, Richard Carthon. And we have a very special guest with us today. I was able to meet this gentleman over the internet, and he reached out, and we've been able to have several conversations. And he's working on a lot of really cool, interesting projects in the space, especially on the educational side of cryptocurrency and blockchain, which is why we hit it off very well. So without further ado, Matthias Zaborski, he is the author of a pretty cool book I recommend you checking out. It's called The Six Proven Steps to Attract ICO Investors. And he's also working on a second book. But more than anything, Matthias, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. So, how do you want to start up with this interview? What would be the first thing that you want to talk about?
So first, you know, tell us a little about yourself. Give us some background. How did you get into the space? Just let's start there.
All right. Perfect. So I studied in Santa Barbara and the University of Hertfordshire in the UK. And after that, I gained a lot of useful experience in investment banking at Salomon Smith Barney in Los Angeles. During that time, I also was involved in my first startup, which was very successful. Since then, I've had over 15 years of experience as a marketing specialist. At first, I concentrated on the large corporate sector, but over time, I got more and more interested in helping new businesses. When crypto came along, I didn't see the value of it at first, but then I became convinced.
Got you. So, okay, so let's stay there for a minute. Once you got into the space and you said you came convinced, well, what was that process like? What brought you over the edge to now want to go deeper dive into exploring everything in the space?
So, you're interested in that. How did I get into the cryptocurrency? So, as I said at first, I didn't see the potential of crypto because I was so involved in the corporate scene. But then slowly I saw that crypto allowed so many new things to happen. It was a new space, a new way of doing things. I was asked to bring my marketing expertise to some crypto startups, and I did that for free with a number of companies. I wanted to see what I could bring to the party and what the special needs were of the cryptosphere. I guess I'm quite a quick learner, and soon I felt able to start advising startups and knew that I was able to add value to their offerings. Also, of course, I also started investing and realized that here was a completely new type of market.
Got you. So let's stay there for a second. So like, what? Give us a timeline. What year is this that you first got into the space?
It was more than 3 years ago now. So it was 2016.
Okay.
Actually, I've heard about crypto and Bitcoin in 2011. But, you know, it's a shame, but I was not convinced at that time. And I just, okay, pass it. And that's it. So all the rest is history.
Right. And it's all good. There's a lot of people who heard about it earlier that wish they'd have just went ahead and got in it. But so now you've gotten in the space, and now you are starting to work with multiple companies. You've been able to create some different solutions for their marketing needs. And now as you're going further and further into crypto and starting to make investments, you decided that you wanted to write a book. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So as I advised more and more new companies, I saw that most of them had the same questions again and again, and most of them were hitting the same problems. It didn't matter what business sector they were in, it was the same questions. What are investors looking for, and how do I get investors? for most startups, it's the first time they've ever had to go searching for investment. So they are new and inexperienced. But really, the process is almost identical every time. So I figured out a set of simple logical steps that if followed correctly, will always result in success. I know that's a big claim, but it's true. As a marketer, I see very many enterprises looking at the question of how to attract investors. So Six Proven Steps collects all the answers. It's a small, simple handbook, and in my opinion, no one starting a business should be without one. It's also, by the way, a really useful tool for investors too.
Nice. So as you started getting into it and you have your six different steps, and I'm sure you're not going to, you know, tell us everything about that or the secret sauce that's in the book, but if you could give us a little taste of like what's one good step that a lot of people don't really know about that they should be looking into as they start this process.
Well, the most important probably the number six, the sixth step, which is the last step, and that's the education. So the first five is just to reach that point. And when you reach that point and when you start the educational marketing process, that's where the real magic happens. But it takes time. And you know, most of the people, they just don't want to put so much effort there. They just want to get the money immediately. But that's not work out.
Right. So definitely have to stay
reach the point.
Absolutely. You have to stay resilient. And it, as you said, it's a process. And, you know, going more into, you're saying, the education piece, what are some different ways that you have found that you found resources to either educate yourself or you've been educating others with besides your book to let more people know about everything that's going on?
Well, I educate people. I just educate them, but I help them to succeed in this process. So someone just want a piece of the cake. Someone want to get the entire cake. So it really depends on that what people are on board in terms of the specific project.
Got you. So, kind of switching gears a little bit, you've built a reputation as being a marketing advisor to a lot of large scale tokenized offerings. What are some of the community building tactics you've been doing to grow your clients' audience?
Yeah, thank you for asking this. This is a key point. So community is a key point for any offering. We had to define the target audience and then build that. We have to turn the audience into fans and then use that fan base to attract more fans. Only then can we hope to turn those fans into serious investors. The most important of all the activities a company can do is education. In fact, I tell people, education, education, education. What that means is having a continuous flow of high-value information which teaches the audience what they need to know and which answers all their questions step by step. It's not possible to answer everything at once. We don't want to flatten our audience with information, but slowly, patiently, we feed them items of interest. And you know what the biggest secret of this is? We ask people what they need to know. We start a dialogue which doesn't stop. We get to know their needs, wants, and above all, their fears, and then we answer them. When the fears are all gone, then what we have is an informed, serious investor. So without doubt, for me, education is the most important factor in building and retaining a community.
Absolutely. And you hit on a lot of good points there. And one of the biggest ones, I think, that needs to be addressed is eliminating people's fears, right? So first of all, people fear what they don't know and what they don't understand. And
very true.
People don't know what they don't know. So once you introduce to them something, a new concept that they've never heard of, first of all, they're going to be a little hesitant because they don't understand it or they've never heard of it. So first, there's that first optimism that comes in. They're like, or the first hesitation where they're like, I don't really know about this. Let me take a step back. But then another point you touched on is saying you don't need to try to paint the entire picture for them at first. You just need to attack one thing at a time and keep it small so they can absorb it all. And I really think that's a really huge point that you addressed for sure.
Yeah. We have to move forward step by step, one thing at a time.
Definitely. And kind of staying here for a quick second. So as our people are building their communities and everything with that, so would you say that it is very important for a lot of potential companies or whoever are trying to get investors in any capacity that they need to spend a lot of time developing their story and the message and the education that they're trying to give people?
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah. Otherwise, it's, you know, from my perspective, you cannot reach the point. You cannot hit the spot without education.
Right.
So it's just not possible.
No, definitely. So, okay, changing gears one more time. As you are starting to get into the crypto space a lot more, and of course you're educating yourself in blockchain and everything else in the space, what is a project that has you very excited?
Okay, so we are in a period of change. First, there were many ICOs of various qualities, resulting in currently well over 1,000 utility tokens. Most of them are more or less useless, either because the ICO has been less than successful or because the ecosystem needed to underscore the value of the crypto has yet to arrive. Next came the STOs, which appear to offer more stability because there's something tangible on offer. However, these are also less strong than many first appear. I don't think we have yet got the perfect instrument for raising funds, but we are getting there. One of the things I'm looking forward to is the normalization of crypto when it becomes far more widely adopted outside of the investment community. There's a lot of work by the United Nations and no-gos that suggest crypto could be the backbone of economies for many millions of unbanked people around the world. The stakeholders would have very small amounts held in crypto, but the scale of that holding could literally change the world. When millions of people are part of the cryptoverse, then the ecosystem will come. Africa, for example, is a huge potential growth area for this. So I would say that the projects which get me excited currently are those with the potential to add what I'd call social value. I know that may not be exciting news for people who wish to invest big in crypto and make big returns, but to me, it's becoming the new normal.
Definitely. And, you know, as you said, that might not be a popular response, but it's a crucial response because as you get to widespread adaptability, you get more use cases and it's on an international front, it scales and it scales fast. And it's being built on a foundation that's built to last. It's not being built to, you know, quick returns and then disappear. It's slow and steady and it's who knows, it could blow up overnight as well, but it's one of those kind of foundational investments / opportunities that can then shape the rest of the cryptoverse, as you said.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. Yeah.
No, definitely. And also, as you're starting to look at some of these projects that are happening in cryptoverse and seeing as the social opportunities that are happening, what are some other things on the horizon in the crypto space that you're on the lookout for?
Really, my answer is the same as my previous message. look out for social change, which can be enabled by mass adoption of crypto, particularly in developing countries. As the crypto scales up, regulation will become more universal, and we will move from the suspicion that some governments currently use crypto to accepting that crypto and the blockchain are really important tools that everyone can benefit from. I'm also interested in seeing how the store of wealth question pans out for crypto. Do we need a gold standard? And if so, is that going to be Bitcoin? We have all seen the crazy yo-yoing of crypto prices over the last couple of years, and some people have benefited greatly from it, and that can't and won't go on forever. The various stable coins are a market sector that I'm watching closely, especially those that promise a true pegging to a national currency. I have my suspicions about Tether, but there are other stable coins in the pipeline, for example, those pegged to the Swiss franc, which look promising. What the crypto space needs is for the yo-yoing to gradually calm down, and it will then for more normal and everyday uses to become widespread. Until now, we've been living in the Wild West, but things are settling down.
Definitely. No, and that's very well set out. So, of course, with all these different stable coins that you have, I don't think there's going to be as many in the future. Going back to what you're saying with the gold standard, like, is that Bitcoin or, you know, do we even need one in the first place? I think that's a whole nother conversation. Just, of course, you have some Bitcoin elitists that, you know, think that Bitcoin is the only way and XYZ. And like, I think that's, you know, too extreme.
Yeah, that's a big question. That's a big, you know, just look back like 25 years from now, which was the very beginning of this internet, or let's say 30 years, 25 between 30 years. There were companies at that time that nowadays no one hears about them. So, you know, then, so it's changing. Sometimes the first companies, the early birds, can be the rulers for a long time, but it's not the case all the time.
Right, and the way that the analogy I like to draw with that is, you know, AOL first came into space. They were the industry leaders. They were paving the way for the internet, and they're not here anymore. But
that's it's a good example.
The Amazons, the Googles, the ones that were there and they've made it, they're huge. So, you know, it's still very early. There's still a lot of opportunities and good things are going to happen. But I do think everything that you said that's on the horizon, people definitely need to be paying attention for or into. And so, Mateus, awesome interview. I really do appreciate all the value and knowledge and different perspective that you've been able to drop on our listeners. But what is a final thought that you want to leave with all of our listeners today?
Okay, so yeah, first of all, thank you for the opportunity. I really enjoyed the interview with you. So, but as a final thought, I'm very optimistic about the cryptoverse. It's only just over 10 years since the whole ball started rolling, and we have come a very long way since then. As I said, I come from a corporate background, and I see that the corporate world and the regulators will steadily move us all away from that Wild West scene. In addition, this scale of wider adoption will change what people do with crypto and how startups engage with their investors and end customers. To me, there's everything to play for.
Well, wow, thank you for that. That final thought. There's definitely a lot that is still to come, and with your optimism, I'm optimistic as well. I'm very much in the mindset that cryptocurrency and blockchain is here to stay. It's not going anywhere, and so educate yourself, as you said earlier, on what's going on, and as this thing begins to take off, people are going to look at you and be like, wow, like, how did you know? You know?
Yeah.
So,
We have to educate ourselves and then everything will be going to all right.
Oh, absolutely. So, yeah. Mateus, thank you so much again for joining us today. And for everyone that tuned in, thank you so much. And we'll catch you on the next episode of CryptoCurrent.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to another episode of CryptoCurrent. For more information on this episode and all of our episodes, please visit us at www.crypto-current.co. Stay up to date with the latest news in cryptocurrency by signing up for our newsletter. You will receive a daily email Monday through Sunday that is personalized and curated content specific to you and your interest, powered by artificial intelligence. Get your tickets today. We are throwing the first cryptocurrency and blockchain conference in New Orleans in March 2019. You can get your tickets today at www.crypto-currentconf.co.
This has been another episode of Crypto Current, bringing you one step closer to becoming a crypto and blockchain aficionado. We look forward to giving you the latest in crypto news and analyses next week. Stay Crypto Current.
Use available exits now.